1. The Superuniverse Space Level. Within the limited range of the records, observations, and memories of the generations of a million or a billion of your short years, to all practical intents and purposes, Urantia and the universe to which it belongs are experiencing the adventure of one long and uncharted plunge into new space. But according to the records of Uversa, in accordance with older observations, in harmony with the more extensive experience and calculations of our order, and as a result of conclusions based on these and other findings, we know that the universes are engaged in an orderly, well-understood, and perfectly controlled processional, swinging in majestic grandeur around the first great source and center and his residential universe. We have long since discovered that the seven superuniverses traverse a great ellipse, a gigantic and elongated circle. Your solar system and other worlds of time are not plunging headlong, without chart and compass, into unmapped space. The local universe to which your system belongs is pursuing a definite and well-understood counterclockwise course around the vast swing that encircles the central universe. This cosmic path is well charted and is just as thoroughly known to the superuniverse star observers as the orbits of the planets constituting your solar system are known to Urantia astronomers. Urantia is situated in a local universe and a superuniverse not fully organized, and your local universe is in immediate proximity to numerous partially completed physical creations. You belong to one of the relatively recent universes, but you are not, today, plunging on wildly into uncharted space, nor swinging out blindly into unknown regions. You are following the orderly and predetermined path of the superuniverse space level. You are now passing through the very same space that your planetary system, or its predecessors, traversed ages ago. And someday in the remote future, your system, or its successors, will again traverse the identical space through which you are now so swiftly plunging. In this age, and as direction is regarded on Urantia, Superuniverse Number 1 swings almost due north, approximately opposite, in an easterly direction, to the paradise residence of the great sources and centers and the central universe of Avona. This position, with the corresponding one to the west, represents the nearest physical approach of the spheres of time to the Eternal Isle. Superuniverse Number 2 is in the north, preparing for the westward swing, while Number 3 now holds the northernmost segment of the Great Space Path, having already turned into the bend leading to the southerly plunge. Number 4 is on the comparatively straightaway southerly flight, the advanced regions now approaching opposition to the great centers. Number 5 has about left its position opposite to the great centers, while continuing on the direct southerly course just preceding the eastward swing. Number 6 occupies most of the southern curve, the segment from which your superuniverse has nearly passed. Your local universe of Nebadon belongs to Orvontan, the seventh superuniverse, which swings on between superuniverses 1 and 6, having not long since, as we reckon time, turned the southeastern bend of the superuniverse space level. Today, the solar system to which Urantia belongs is a few billion years past the swing around the southern curvature, so that you are now just advancing beyond the southeastern bend and are moving swiftly through the long and comparatively straightaway northern path. For untold ages, Orvontan will pursue this almost direct northerly course. Urantia belongs to a system which is well out towards the borderland of your local universe, and your local universe is at present traversing the periphery of Orvontan. Beyond you, there are still others, but you are far removed in space from those physical systems which swing around the great circle in comparative proximity to the great source and center.